Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we do a hadith referring to what happens when the deceased is enshrouded. So we notice one thing, that normally when a person passes away, then people praise this person. People praise him and they talk good, especially a good person. But sometimes it seems unusual that when the person is alive, people don't talk so much about him. But when the person passes away, then everyone speaks good about him. Everyone has something nice to say. Some, each one also relates some good incident or good experience they had with a good person. And this is also from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kindness, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that even the praises of the people for this person now is written down, and it will be in his favor on the day of Qiyamah. To such an extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is, that even the praises now that are coming out from the mouths of the people also, this is also written down, although he is not doing those actions now, he has passed away, but it was because of his good actions, the people are now praising him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even records this. Therefore it is a nice Urdu saying, sabtaat para reh jayega, jab khat chalega banjara. That as far as the dunya is concerned, as far as the worldly things are concerned, that comes to an end. Sabtaat para reh jayega, all this person's wealth and his cars and his clothing and his investments overseas and everything. Now that doesn't become a talk at the time when he passes away. It's like almost that just lies to the wayside. When jab khat chalega banjara, when the janaza reaches that kabristan, now nobody is interested in his cars and his investments and his properties. Now they are speaking about what this person did. If he was a good person, everyone is speaking how he used to help the widows, how he used to help the orphans, how he was kind with his family, how he was generous with his staff, how he used to help in the masjid, how he used to help with the madrasas, how he used to help his neighbors, and how he, general good work, everyone is speaking about it. Sometimes non-Muslims are speaking, sometimes Muslims are speaking. Generally people now start missing this person and they start speaking about these things. But when that janaza has reached the Qabristan, now all those things that he had of the dunya, actually it doesn't become a talk. It means nothing anymore. But that all those things that he should take pride and he should take interest and he used to gloat and gloat about, now those things are just set to the wayside, and everyone is seeing the janaza of this person coming and landing there at the Qabristan. So this is actually a great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a person who's kind and he's good, at the time when he passes away, people are all praising him and speaking good about him. This is actually from the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That they are doing this, they're speaking good, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making it such that all this is recorded. And Amr ibn Dinarin radiallahu anhu qal, ma min mayyitin yamutun illa wa ruhuhu fi yadi malikin yanzuru ila jasadihi kifa yughsalu wa kifa yukaffanu wa kifa yumsha bihi ويقال له وهو على سريره اسمع ثناء الناس عليك. Hazrat Amr ibn Dinar rahimahullah narrates that when a person passes away, his soul remains in the hand of an angel who then observes how his body is bathed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't just leave this person like that, he assigns him to an angel. The person passes away, he assigns this person to an angel, and now this person, his soul remains in the hand of an angel who then observes how his body is being bathed, how he is enshrouded, and how he is carried away. The person is still, his body is still on his funeral bier, when the angel says to him, listen to the praises which the people are showering on you, and early praise is a prelude to the good which is yet to come. So now people are praising, this already is a sign of a lot of good to come for this person. Already this is just the start. So the angel also now is giving him encouragement. Listen, all the people are praising you. So many different people, how they're praising you. So this already is an early sign of the good things to come. A similar narration stating that the angels speak to the deceased in this way is narrated by Hazrat Sufyan rahimahullah. The angels address him in this way to demonstrate his importance, to make him feel great, and to give him hope for the future. So because of granting him hope and making him feel nice, the angels address him like this. Listen to what the people are saying about you. On that day, really, that day a person can appreciate the praises. In this world, when people praise, we don't know whether what is the maqsad of the person that is praising. And even if he's sincere in his praise, we don't know if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with us. On that day, this is a sign. It is just a start of the signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with us. Then a person can be happy with the praises that he receives. Do one more hadith. A believer is loved by the heavens. A person who is a believer, a person believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that even the heavens love him, even the earth loves him. This hadith we learn that the doors also of the heavens cry when this person passes away. عن أنس رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما من إنسان إلا له بابان في السماء باب يصعد منه عمله وباب ينزل منه رزقه فإذا مات العبد المؤمن بكايا عليه. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every person has two doors in the heavens, one door through which his actions ascend and one door from which his sustenance descends. When a believer dies, both doors cry over his death. This person passes away and both those doors cry over his death. So imagine that even a person who's pious, even the heavens also, they weep on the death of this person to show that he is loved also by the heavens. And there's so much of love being shown on this person by the people of the earth, people of the heavens, and the reception that he gets, as we did before, what type of reception this person receives. How should a person ever feel difficult? How should he feel hard? How can he ever feel scared to pass away when there's so much of good, so many positive things that are waiting for this person at that moment? One other point we learned from this hadith is that as far as our risk is concerned, our risk is coming down from the top. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that your risk is in the skies. Allah has left your risk there. It's not dependent on how intelligent and how astute and how clever a person is, but it is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for that person he'll get. Recently there was an estate of one person that we were doing from one town, and this person himself mentioned to me when he was alive that he said, I don't even know how to read Quran Sharif. I haven't learned how to read Quran. I don't know how to read. I don't know how to write. I don't know how to drive. And he also mentions that I don't even know how to sign. I can't even sign a check. I don't know how to even do that. But his estates was in a few hundred millions. And he mentions that I didn't know anything, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me. And he used to also be very, very generous as far as his giving was concerned. But he didn't have any outward intelligence. You never say this person was an intelligent person. Person who can't read, he can't write, he can't drive, he can't sign. Outwardly look like a very weak person. But risk is something when Allah Pak wants to give you, he gives you. And on the other side, you find many people are intelligent. They got such thriving minds and such brilliant ideas. But those ideas can never be converted into successful businesses. For some reason that business will start, it will fail, start something else, that will fail, start something else, that will fail. Or sometimes you hear of brilliant people but they are unemployed, they can't get jobs. Most times when they send their CVs in, the companies feel that these people are overqualified. So now they can't find jobs on that basis. So rizq is something that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Allah Pak wants us to get, that what we will get. But what we need to do is what we have to do, and we have to leave the rest in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we do what we need to do, but at the end of the day we're happy with whatever Allah Pak has given us. This is what my Allah has chosen for me. I am happy with that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.